My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about what we did when our Google traffic tanked. So Neil, I'm struggling to remember a story for myself right now, so maybe you go first.
Yeah, sure. So Google constantly does updates. You're not always going to win and come out ahead. It's sad, no matter how good of an SEO you are. It's just the reality. And Google's not perfect. They're really good, though. And they continually try to tweak and adjust to make their algorithm better. So I've had times where my traffic dips, and Eric and I have talked about this a bit, in which we're omni-channel. We don't rely on one channel, and you shouldn't just rely on Google. Although we love it to death and SEO is both of our favorite things when it comes to marketing, you can't just rely on one channel. So for example, when I'm generating leads for my sales team and my SEO traffic dips, I'll start doing like sending out more email blasts, sending out more push notifications. I'll start doing more YouTube videos. I'll even start spending a bit more money on paid ads to make up for the losses. Like I recently just turned on some remarketing campaigns to help boost our numbers. And this wasn't from a Google issue, but this was more so from the holidays dipping our traffic because we're in B2B. But you're going to have these issues. And I remember when my Google traffic dipped, my sales guy was like, what's going to happen? You know, we see a 15% dip in traffic. And they're like, oh, wow, our call volume remained the same. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm sending out more emails and doing pushes and other things to make up for that traffic volume.
Yeah. So the important thing is to diversify, because what happens is once an algorithm update hits, a lot of times where I'm just like, oh, my God, what do we do? What do we do? Oftentimes, the most you can just do is kind of just sit. And like, there's only one occasion I can remember right now where we're actually able to, you know, roll a change back. And there's probably like, I can probably count on, you know, maybe four or five occasions. I just couldn't remember one right now. But I remember we lost a lot of our traffic because we hid a lot of our content within an iframe. This is years ago when Google couldn't, you know, see into an iframe. And then a lot of our content just basically vanished. And so our traffic dipped by about 25, 30% or so. But, you know, we went through this progression, this checklist, because every time a traffic drop happens, you know, what we do? We'll go to like search engine roundtable. We'll check if like people are complaining about an algorithm update. We'll look at those weather tools, like from Moz, for example.
The Mozcast.
Mozcast.
SEMrush has one as well.
I think they all have one now, right?
Yeah, they probably all do.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, then we go through the checklist and we're just looking at, okay, what else happened? Did we make any significant changes? And sometimes like it's just a matter of me or someone from the dev team just rolling the site back, right? And then basically undoes all the changes that we've made in the last 24 hours or so. So I would say, look, make a checklist for yourself. And oftentimes, if it's a Google update, you kind of just sit there.
Yeah, but you're at their mercy.
You got to, I mean, you know, to Neil's point, you got to, you know, be able to create defense where when you're being omnipresent, you're basically defensible because you don't really, like, it hurts if you lose Google traffic. But at the end of the day, you've got these other eggs and you've got these other baskets where you know that you're not going to lose everything if your Google traffic tanks. Because, look, we'll put it this way. Neil and I have both seen it. We've seen, you know, affiliates that have just driven everything off of SEO. And when they lose the traffic, they're completely done.
Yeah. And with the Google issues, like if your traffic tanks and you're trying to figure out what algorithm is and you go into all these sites and you can't figure it out and you know you've made changes to your site, right? Because Eric talks about the checklist. You want to end up seeing like, what did I change? You need to go back at least 30 days. Keep in mind, if you make a change today, there's a good chance your Google traffic doesn't tank today or tomorrow. It takes a bit of time for them to crawl your whole site and make the adjustments. So you need to not just look at what did you change the same day that your traffic went down or a few days before. You need to look at 30 plus days. I would say around 30 days is pretty safe before your traffic dropped.
All right. That is it for today.
Yeah. And if you guys, as Eric and I mentioned in the past, we're going to be throwing a free in-person event once we get to 1 million podcast downloads per month. Go to marketingschool.io/stats to see where we're at. And there'll also be some things on that page to help us get to 1 million. We appreciate it. I've done some pretty creative stuff in December, so our numbers should be higher by now. And over time, once we get there, we'll probably even do an episode breaking down some of the creative stuff we've done to hit 1 million.
That's it for today. Goodbye.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.